This learning module is entitled Windows Taskbar Properties. In this lesson, you will learn techniques of creating shortcuts in your Start menu and setting up hotkeys that will enable you to quickly launch applications. In this section, we'll discuss the Taskbar Properties dialog. And in this lesson, you will learn how to place a shortcut for JAWS on your Start menu so that JAWS appears in the Start menu as soon as you press the Windows logo key. I'll also be showing you how to set up a hotkey combination that you can use whenever you want to quickly launch JAWS. We're going to accomplish both of these tasks from the Taskbar Properties dialog, and within this dialog, on the Start Menu Programs page of a multi-level tab dialog box. Let's first activate the Taskbar Properties dialog by pressing the Windows logo key. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Left Windows, Start Menu, New Office Document. To navigate, press up or down arrow, N.
I'll move to the Settings option from within the Start menu by pressing the letter S, and the submenu for Settings will open, and you should hear JAWS land on the submenu item for Settings called Control Panel.
S, Control Panel, C.
Of course, if you have more than one item, beginning with the letter S, you may have to press the letter S several times until you land on Settings. And if that's the case, you'll have to open that menu item by pressing either the Enter key or your right arrow. Now, I want to move to the item called Taskbar and Start Menu, which is a few lines down. You could either down arrow to that choice and press Enter, or just press the letter T. I'll press the letter T now.
T, leaving menus, taskbar properties dialog, taskbar options page, always on top, checkbox checked, to clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt-T.
Here we are, in the taskbar properties dialog, and we've landed on the first of two pages called taskbar options. As I mentioned earlier, what we want to accomplish can be done from the Start Menu Programs tab page. So, I'm going to press Control plus Tab, the standard Windows keystroke to move between tab pages in a multi-level tab dialog box. I'll press Control plus Tab now.
Start Menu Programs page. You can customize your Start Menu by adding or removing items from it. Customize Start Menu add dot 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 button to activate. Press spacebar all day.
This dialog box allows you to perform four major operations on your Start Menu. First, the button you're on allows you to add program shortcuts to the Start menu. Next, the Remove button allows you to delete program shortcuts that you don't want in your Start menu. It's important to note here that deleting a program's shortcut from the Start menu does not mean you will have deleted that program. The third option here is the Advanced button, and it gives you more advanced options such as adding hotkeys, shortcuts, and more. Finally, there's a Clear button, which if activated, clears the Documents folder in your Start menu. This folder, which we have not mentioned before, lists documents that you have most recently opened and edited. For our first operation, let's add a JAWS shortcut to the Start menu. I'm going to activate the Add button by pressing spacebar on it.
Space, create shortcut dialog, command line, colon, edit, type in text, Alt-C.
We're placed in an edit field within the Add dialog, in which we can type the name of the program that we would like to launch, that is, if we know the path and the file name. We're going to do that, but if we didn't know the name of the program that we'd like to place in our Start menu, and we needed to search for it, we can press Tab to move to the Browse button, and then press the spacebar. This button allows us to search for the program or the folder using a Windows File Open type of dialog. Okay, what do we type in this edit field? First, you have to know the name of the program you want to run. Be careful, because program names are not always what you might expect them to be. For example, Microsoft Word's program name is WinWord, and JAWS for Windows uses the program name of JFW. How can you discover what program name is being used? First, you must have the program running and in focus in front of you. The second thing you would do is press the JAWS command, insert plus the letter Q. When you do that, JAWS will tell you what settings are loaded and, more importantly, will announce and spell the current application's executable name. Also, remember that program names are almost always terminated with the three-letter extension of EXE. So in the case of JAWS, the full program name is jfw.exe. We're not going to press Insert Q right now because our focus is not on JAWS. So, the second thing that you'll need to know is the location or path to the program you're trying to run. Just typing in the name of the program you're trying to add is a little bit like asking a taxi driver to take you to John Smith's house in New York without having an address. Remember the Windows Find dialog that we examined earlier? You can use this useful feature to track down exactly where the program is that you want to add to the Start menu. For right now, we already know that JAWS is inside the JAWS 4.0 folder on drive C, and we have all the information we require. I'm going to type in C:\JAWS40\JFW.exe. This will specify both the path and the file name for the JAWS for Windows program. I'll go ahead and type this in now.
C:\JAWS40\JFW.exe.
Just as a reminder, keep in mind that the path you need to specify for JAWS may vary depending on the version of JAWS for Windows that you're running. Now that I've specified my path and file name, I'm going to press the Enter key to activate the default button in this dialog box, which is the Next button. I'll press Enter now.
Enter. Select Program Folder dialog. Preview programs opened. 13 items to move through or expand items. Use the arrow keys. Alt S.
Here, we've been placed in the tree view, and we're being asked to select the folder where we'd like to place our shortcut. Basically, we're telling the computer where in the Start menu we want our shortcut to appear. In this case, Programs is currently highlighted. I don't want to place the shortcut in my Programs folder. In this example, we want to place our shortcut on the Start menu. I'm going to press the up arrow key to move to the Start menu in this tree view.
Level 0, Start menu opened, 1 item.
Good. We hear that we have landed on the Start menu item in this tree view. All you need to do now is press the Enter key to add your shortcut. I'll press the Enter key now.
Enter. Select a title for the program dialog. Select a name for the shortcut :\edit jfw.x. Type in text. Alt S.
Ah, now we're being asked to give our program a name that will appear on the Start menu. As you heard, Windows defaults to the actual program name of jfw.exe. But we can use any descriptive name we want. We'll just type in JAWS, J-A-W-S, here, and press Enter.
J-A-W-S. Enter. Customize Start menu add ... button. To activate, press spacebar Alt A.
Now we're back in our Start menu, Programs dialog, and have returned to the Add button. Let's see if JAWS was successfully added to our Start menu. I'll press the Windows logo key now, and if your Start menu has not already been customized, you may not hear JAWS as the first item. If not, we'll press down arrow to move down the list to find out if it's been successfully placed there.
Left Windows, Start menu, JAWS. To navigate, press up or down arrow, J.
JAWS now appears in your Start menu. So, if you didn't have Automatically Start JAWS checked in the JAWS application window, under the Options menu in the Basics dialog box, or if I did not have a shortcut key set up to run JAWS, I could easily run JAWS simply by pressing the Windows key and then pressing the letter J. As long as there is only one item beginning with J in your Start menu, JAWS would start talking. Now, let's take a look at how to set up a hotkey combination. I'm going to exit the Start menu by pressing the Escape key now.
Escape, Start menu, Leaving menus, Taskbar properties dialog, Start menu programs page, Customize Start menu add ... button. To activate, press spacebar Alt A.
We're back in our Taskbar properties dialog on the Add button. I'm going to press Tab twice to move to the Advanced button.
Tab, customize start menu, remove ... button. To activate, press spacebar, alt R. Tab, customize start menu, advanced ... button. To activate, press spacebar, alt D.
I'll activate this button by pressing spacebar.
Space. Exploring dash start menu, preview, open. One item, to move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. Start menu, open. One item.
You are placed now into a Windows Explorer type of control, and the first selected item in the tree view that we've landed on is Start Menu. I'm going to press Tab now to move over to the List view of this control.
Tab, List view, not selected, Programs, File Folder 2/16/99/12/29 PM, 1-4, to move to items use the arrow keys.
Note, you may not have the same number of items here depending on how your computer is set up. But Josh should be in this list view, since we just moments ago added it to our start menu. So now, press the down arrow until you hear Josh spoken. If you already have an earlier version of Josh on your system, you may have to press J more than once to land there. I'll press J now.
J, Josh.
There it is, the shortcut that we just created in our start menu moments ago. I'm going to press the shortcut key combination to activate the properties dialog for the currently selected item, which is Alt plus the Enter key. I'll press Alt Enter now.
Alt Enter, JAWS properties dialog, shortcut page, target colon edit, C colon backslash JAWS 40 backslash JFW.x, type in text, Alt T.
This particular dialog box should sound very familiar. Remember when we created a shortcut key for JAWS at the beginning of this tutorial? Well, we got here a little bit differently this time, but we have, nevertheless, arrived back at the JAWS properties dialog. Of course, we could add another keystroke to launch JAWS from this shortcut, but there's really no point of doing so since we've already defined Ctrl-Alt-J to do that. I'm going to simply press Escape now.
Escape, exploring dash start menu, list view, JAWS 1KB shortcut 8/16/01351PMA204, to move to items use the arrow keys.
Okay, I'm going to exit this dialog now by pressing Alt plus F4.
Alt F4, taskbar properties dialog, start menu programs page, customize start menu advanced ... button, to activate press spacebar, Alt D.
Good. We're back on the taskbar properties dialog. One of the nice things about Windows is that there are usually at least two ways of doing things, and, more often, there are three or four ways. In the example shown above, it would have been easier to define a shortcut key for JAWS from the desktop, as we did at the beginning of our tutorial. However, not all programs will provide you with a desktop icon, or, for whatever reason, you may prefer to use only the start menu when launching programs. In the end, the fastest way for one person may not be the fastest way for another, so your options for setting up your computer will depend on your preferences. I'm going to exit this dialog now by pressing Alt plus Function Key F4.
Alt F4, taskbar, to move through items, press left or right arrow.
Our focus is now placed on the Windows taskbar, but again, before beginning the next lesson, I'm going to press Windows Key M to return my focus to the desktop.
Left window, M, desktop, list view, my computer, 1-14, to move to items use the arrow keys.